Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Nashville, the time is 9 o'clock.
Welcome to this week's edition of Says You, Public Radio's game with words, where each question is hard but fair.
Really very obvious if you spend 25 minutes on it.
No, no. Wait till you see how fast this is on the radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Come meet our esteemed panelists, plumb their depth of knowledge, examine their quirks and peccadilloes.
Barry's just waiting for the chance to do this.
Right.
He lives for that. At home with the newspaper. Yeah. I told you.
You'll come to discover it's a game of technique, saying the right things at the right time.
Do you have strong feelings? Do you want to say something funny?
No, because...
we might be a little short on this show.
Yeah. By the next hour, we promise light hearts and light spirits, and we hope that's enough. As long as they don't come for me, I don't care, Brian. But when they start, Says You, coming up next.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Libyan forces attacking the town of Sirte, one of the last major strongholds of pro-Qaddafi supporters, are renewing their assault on the town after having regrouped overnight. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead reports they've made significant gains this weekend.
After days of stalemate, the pro-Qaddafi lines of defense gave way here on the eastern edge of Sirte, and the NTC troops have been surging towards the city center. There was some resistance from the remnants of Colonel Gaddafi's army, but the overwhelming firepower and momentum has been with the advancing forces. There was confidence among commanders that Sirte would soon fall. There is already fighting in the city itself to the west, and the tanks, field guns and supplies from this side continue to push forward, more effectively surrounding the city.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead reporting. There's more trouble in Yemen today. Government troops opened fire on protesters, injuring at least 18 people as they marched out of their protest camp in the capital. Reporter Tom Finn was there.
If you talk to some of these Yemenis who are marching, they will tell you that they have absolutely no fear of being killed. In fact, some of the people I talked to seem very willing to die. They have a very strong tradition of martyrdom here, and they really believe that they're dying for a good cause.
Reporter Tom Finn in Sana'a. President Ali Abdullah Saleh unexpectedly returned to the country on Friday after a three-month stay in neighboring Saudi Arabia, where he was recuperating from an assassination attempt. He's expected to give a speech on state television later today. It's an unexpected win for former Godfather's Pizza executive Herman Cain. He surprised his rivals for the Republican presidential nomination with an upset victory in Florida's non-binding straw poll this week. A straw poll today in Michigan was a little more predictable. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won the state Republican Party's contest by a wide margin. Romney appeared at a GOP conference on Mackinac Island in northern Michigan, along with Texas Governor Rick Perry. Michigan Public Radio's Laura Weber has more.
Romney won the Michigan straw poll with 51% of the vote. Perry finished with 17%. Herman Cain had a distant 8.5%. Romney's appearance was anxiously anticipated on Mackinac Island. He is the son of a former governor in Michigan, and he often recalls sentimental stories from his childhood when he returns to the state. Michigan Republican Party Chairman Bobby Shostak says Romney is the one to beat in the Great Lakes State.
Clearly, somebody with the name of Romney will appeal, I think, to independents as well as Republicans.
Shostak says he thinks Michigan could be turning back into a GOP state. Michigan has voted for the Democratic presidential candidate in the last five elections. For NPR News, I'm Laura Weber on Mackinac Island, Michigan.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The two American hikers released from an Iranian prison are expected back in the U.S. today after being held for 2 years as accused spies. Speaking to reporters in Oman, where they were reunited with family members under a $1 million bail deal, Josh Fatal and Shane Bauer described themselves as eager to get back home. Fatal said he's enjoying his freedom.
Just hours after we left prison, we were able to swim in the calm waters of the Gulf. We stayed up all night with our loved ones, and we watched the most beautiful sunset we've ever seen.
Batal and Bauer spoke just before boarding their flight to the United States. They were joined in Oman by Sarah Short, who was arrested with them. She was released a year ago. Around 12,000 British Muslims came to North London today to take part in what was billed as a peace conference. Larry Miller reports the objective is to express a rejection of Islamic terrorism.
In a series of speeches, Islamic clerics and scholars denounced terrorism and extremism. Heading the sponsoring group is cleric Muhammad Tahir al-Qadri. He says the world's perception of Muslims changed after al-Qaeda's attacks on the U.S.
That peace was tragically and dramatically shattered by the terrible 9/11 bombings.
He told the conference nothing in Islam excuses or justifies terrorism. Speaking to the BBC, the cleric appealed to extremists who distort the religion.
Please don't blacken the beautiful, shining face of Islam that is totally peace.
The conference heard messages of support from the British Prime Minister, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the UN Secretary General. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Vital Projects Fund, supporting the Museum of Modern Art, now presenting a retrospective of Willem de Kooning. More at MoMA.org.
Welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy.
Support for Says You in Fort Townsend, Washington comes from the Bishop Hotel, Victorian elegance in Fort Townsend's historic waterfront community, on the web at bishopvictorian.com, and Sirens, pub atmosphere, food and high spirits on Fort Townsend Bay, on the web at sirenspub.com.
Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Schur.
Thank you. Thank you. From Chimacum High School on the Olympic Peninsula near Port Townsend, Washington, welcome to Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. Hollywood producer, screenwriter, teller of tales tall, Nat Sigaloff. Boston executive, arts and culture icon, traveler extraordinaire, Francine Akbar. And Washington wordsmith, political polemicist, and the only one here who's actually climbed Mount Rainier, Mr. Barry Nolan. Who's captain this week?
The intrepid climber himself.
Mr. Nolan. He deserves it for having climbed Mount Rainier, don't you think? To my left, team two, he's thrilled to be back in the Pacific Northwest, where, to his knowledge, he has no warrants outstanding. Murray Horwitz. She's tickled pink to be in Port Townsend, where, to her delight, her cell phone does not work. Garland Waller. And she's pleased as punch to be by the Pacific, where, to her amazement, a girl can find fashionable flannel, Miss Carolyn Fairfox. Who's the leader this week?
Garland. She wears the garland of leadership.
Yes.
Garland. Well, Captain. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners, grab a pen and paper. To begin, Brian Toss of Parts Close By sent us a round titled Liners. Port Townsend is a boat-oriented community filled with shipwrights, sailmakers, and other marine artisans. So for this game of what do these things have in common, the first clue will always be about something nautical. So, for example, if the items are the Queen Mary, Eye Cosmetic, and a place for notes, what they all have in common is that they are all liners. Okay, the Queen Mary, Eye Cosmetic.
Liners.
Would Brian stand up?
Yeah. He's right here in the front row, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Toss,
Eye
right
cosmetics.
There. Try this one, Carolyn.
All right.
First definition, short-haul sailing freighters.
Short-haul sailing freighters. Good.
Bet you can't say that three times fast.
Yes.
If only that were the answer. Yes, short-haul sailing freighters, got it.
No, okay. No guess?
No guess.
To short-haul sailing freighters, add table protectors.
Table protectors. Ooh. Placemats?
No,
liners,
but you're
table liners.
You're actually in the ballpark. I think Mr.
Mats,
Nolan...
Mats? Pads.
Pads, table pads.
To short-haul sailing freighters and table protectors, add downhill bicyclists, perhaps.
Organ donors.
I don't think they're getting anywhere here.
No, we're not getting anywhere.
And
but
before
we're trying to have a good
it gets a lot
anyway.
Worse, I think I'm going to go over to Mr. Nolan.
Well, because it's here in the Northwest, it's Oregon donors, is what.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. That's Brian. Brian's. It's actually what Brian meant, a man who specializes in tying things in knots. It was coasters.
Coasters. It's exactly right.
Coasters.
A short-haul sailing freighter, a table protector is a coaster, as is a downhill bicycler.
Okay.
Oh my. All right, so you know where we're going. And Brian is starting to break out in a cold sweat in the front row. Try this one, Nat. The wind on a reach.
The wind on a reach.
Yes.
Okay, let's start with what a reach is.
Never mind.
Okay.
Your teammates can help you here, I think. The wind on a reach.
Oh.
Broad?
Oh, no. To the wind on a reach, add a large timber.
Oh, wood. I've got it. You want a hint?
Jump right in.
Yeah, just
beam.
Beam?
Beam reach.
It's
yes.
Actually a beam, yes, but beam. That is exactly
yes.
Right.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Oh, wait. That was on the second clue, so it's actually 7 points. Sorry.
Right.
The wind on a reach, a large timber, and a ray of light are all a beam.
A beam.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, beam reach.
This one is absolutely murder, but let's see if we can get it.
You do know that I'm from Ohio.
Yes, right? I understand that. Try this one, Murray.
Brian, I thought you and me was buddy, right? You know, we were on the ship now.
What do these all have in common? What particular term is all in common? Course, topsail, and topgallant? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
T'gallant.
What? Spell that.
T-O-P-G-A-L-L-A-N-T. Course, topsail, and t'gallant.
Oh, the Spice Girls.
You're getting points for that. You are getting points for that.
Excellent.
We're off the schneid anyway.
Yeah. To course, topsail, and t'gallant, add breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Meals.
No, square. They're square. Three squares, square. Thank you.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Once again.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Wow. Yes.
I got so excited I hit the bell again, but that is, in fact, 7 points. Very good, Murray. They are three squares. Course, topsail, and t'gallant. The three square sails, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, of course, three squares. And then I had three chess squares, but you didn't need it. Try this one, Francine. Fighting top.
Say again.
Fighting top.
Yep.
Oh, not very nautical here, I don't think. You don't get fighting top?
Is that a triangle?
It is not, actually. To fighting top, add place to wait for a train.
Oh, depot.
Depot.
No.
Depot top.
That was it, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to get it. And to fighting top and place to wait for a train, add a collection of principles. Ooh, they're mumbling out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's mumbling.
Either a school or a...
Rules?
No, I don't know if this is going
to
get this.
It's embarrassing to start like this.
I think Mr. Horwitz might have an idea, however.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
Oh, just a minute. Charter?
No. No, Fighting Top, place to wait for training, Grove. Collection of principles. Help them out, Mer.
Manifest.
How about manifest? Platform?
Platform.
Platform.
Oh!
Is
platform.
Right. Platform is right.
All right. Good.
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 4 points for that, but very good. This is, we're letting the radio audience catch up here. Try this one, Garland. What do these all have in common? Table lip.
Table lip?
Lip. L-I-P. Table lip. If you get it on this, I won't believe it.
Yeah, keep
edging
it coming.
Edging? Not edging. No. To table lip add to trifle or casually adjust.
To trifle or casually adjust.
Jig, jigger, jig. Jig, oh. It's jig, right? Jig.
No, it's not jig, but...
Ooh, oh, I know.
There. Jib.
Okay.
Tease just. Jib? Not jib?
To trifle or casually adjust.
No. And to table lip and to trifle or casually adjust,
oh, wait,
add
pitch?
Favorite folksle instrument.
Favorite folksle.
Oh, well, why don't you just give it to him?
Oh, not compass.
Favorite folksle instrument. Think musically here.
Musically?
Think musically. Cello.
Ooh.
I'll get it.
Oh, wait, wait. A favorite what instrument?
Folksle
instrument. Oh, it's a pipe. It's a piping. Piping.
No, no. No? Oh, I don't. Does the other side have any thought?
Whistle. Whistle.
Cleft?
It's a...
No. All right, audience, tell them. Fiddle.
Fiddle.
Oh, fiddle.
No, Benjamin got it.
I don't even.
Fiddle is correct.
Oh, to try.
My favorite folksle instrument. Ooh, they're mumbling now.
I always used to tell my kids, hey, watch it. Your milk's going to slide right off the fiddle. What is that? Table lip.
What's a table lip?
A table lip is a raised edge on the perimeter of a table or shelf, which is called a fiddle, and you need that in a boat.
Where?
By whom?
On a boat to keep.
On a boat.
To keep dishes from sliding off in the. You know,
is that true? Is that true? Okay. All right.
All right.
Just ask it.
I can only tell you that Brian is grabbing his wife's hand in the front row, and her knuckles are completely white. We cannot believe this. And finally, Barry, I gave them a hard one. I'm giving it to you also. On ships, there used to be one aft, but now there's only one forward. That's your first clue.
There used to be one aft.
Yep, but now there's,
now
only,
there's
one
only one forward.
Forward.
Spit.
No. Never heard that term.
Never heard of the aft spit?
Yeah. Deck.
Yeah.
I don't know. License
deck.
Plate.
Yes, she's got I it. Don't think it's deck.
You do have it? Don't.
License plate.
License plate.
Actually, we think we have it.
Anchor?
We do.
We do think we have it.
Excuse me a moment.
Okay.
Not even close. Not even close.
Okay.
On ships, there used to be one aft, but now there's only one
we'll
forward.
Go for the second clue.
The second clue is a move in chess.
A move in chess. Castle.
Is right. What? 7 points. Very good.
Wow.
Castle. The,
of course.
Folksle. The forecastle, which of course is the forecastle, which
as opposed to the afsel, because I've been on boats that had afsels on them.
Yeah,
the scorekeeper needs help.
They get 7 points for that on that side. Very good, you guys. That was a tough category, but Brian, thank you very much for adding that to the proceedings. Oh, it's nicely done.
Richard, this show isn't going to be like all Patrick O'Brien all the time.
Okay. I would not do that. No.
Okay.
Not as easy as it looks, is it, Brian? Let's go on to round two, which is played with a little musical help from our friends, the Hot Club Sandwich. It is the first of the Says You Bluffing rounds. Garland, each of you will receive a card defining a word Only one has the actual definition. The other have cards that say, please bluff. Those poor souls have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot good enough to fool Barry's team. 10 points are up for grabs, to Barry if he can find the bluffer, or to you, Garland, if he can't. A few seconds to come up with a definition for the word flittern. F-L-I-T-T-E-R-N. Flittern. Gentlemen?
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone you know. You're on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I had always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
What do you figure the weather's like first week in January in Charlotte, North Carolina? Because that's when Says You heads to the middle of Mecklenburg for Charlotte Rambling, live performances of Says You. Tickets, information, and details are available at saysyou.net. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U. Where if you follow that Join the Fun link, good things are just bound to happen. So remember, if you live near a family of Tar Heels and your sister loves Says You, you gotta ask yourself, is it too early to start thinking Christmas? Says You returns after this from home.
Connie Smith was a country music superstar in the 1960s and 70s who came to a crossroads.
The only thing I could let go of was my career. I just couldn't stand leaving the kids with all of them crying around my ankles, and they changed so fast, so I wanted to be with the kids.
But after more than 3 decades away from the studio, Connie Smith is back with a new album to reclaim her place as one of the great country music vocalists. That story Monday morning at 6:34 and 8:34 here on Nashville Public Radio.
I'm Robin Young. Join us next time for the news and these stories here and now. Civil rights historian Taylor Branch says college sports are, if not slavery, a whiff of the plantation. Also, a report from a Canadian city that's north of Hudson Bay. Residents getting ready for a long, dark winter. Public Radio's daily digest of news and culture here and now.
Weekdays at noon.
Support for Says You and WPLN comes from Morehead State University Space Science Center in Morehead, Kentucky, providing a research and educational facility for undergraduate students in space science. Details at moreheadstate.edu. And you can stay connected to Nashville Public Radio through our weekly email newsletters and on Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at WPLN.org. Mostly cloudy skies over Nashville. It's 64 degrees at 923.
Says You heads west to Seattle and Port Townsend, Washington, November 11th, 12th, and 13th. Tickets are going fast for Missed Opportunities, pithy Puget performances of Says You. On November 11th and 12th, we invade Town Hall for 2 shows. Then on November 13th, it's a community Says You in Port Townsend. Tickets, information, and details available, of course, at saysyou.net. S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U.
Yeah.
That is Hot Club Sandwich. Help us thank Tim Wetmiller, Kevin Stevens, Ray Wood, Joe Moscarello, Matt Cercely, and Greg Ruby. Thanks, guys. Forgive it. That's it. This also gives me a chance to thank our scorekeepers. That is Nathan Hodson, his sister Victoria Hodson, and of course, Benjamin Scher. Thanks, guys, for keeping the score. We have had a few moments with the word flittern. We will go first to Carolyn Fay Fox.
Flittern. Medication disguised as a breath mint. No.
It's a long story.
No. Flittern is a seabird of the grebe family with a characteristic sharp cry.
A sea...
Whoa. Well, all right, then it's the breath mint.
Maybe it's both.
A grebe-like seabird with a sharp cry is a flittern. That could be it. You know, the groans in the audience notwithstanding. Could be that, or it could be something else, Murray.
I'm astonished to find that this is a nautical term. If you got a really, really bad captain, or one that maybe has had a few mugs of grog too many, and he can't decide to make a left turn, a right turn, makes a flit turn, is what he... No, the truth of the matter is that this is a... In the old days of printing, when there would be a leftover... A blank page left over, I assume. In printing, it's a blank page left over in the printing process is a flit turn.
A blank page... Got the extra blank page in there, that's the flittern. Could be that also. Or Garland, something else.
Well, a flittern is a tree, specifically a young oak tree. Golfers, for instance...
Sort of flits around the forest.
No. Well, it's not unrelated. Golfers hate flitterns. After all, an acorn doesn't fall far from the tee.
Just as confused as I am, aren't you? It is either a young oak tree, right? A young...
youngish.
A young oak tree. A flitter.
Youngish.
Just a flitter.
You know, 30, 33.
Well, it is either a young oak tree, a blank page in the printing process, or that seabird with the sharp cry. It is one of the three, and Barry, it is for you to unravel.
Mm. These are not good choices.
No.
I would... My initial reaction is, just because of the cute way she said her fall far from the tee, is the
young oak tree.
What do you think, team members? Is that... do you have any strong feelings one way or the other about seabirds, blank pages, or...
I'm ruling out seabird, only because I don't want to leave any flittern unstoned. But
I wonder if she's burying in there, Garland, those little pods that come swirling down from oak trees. But
okay.
She, the audience is...
No, those are maples. Those are
maple.
Are those maples?
So moving on.
Well, yeah. the blank leftover page, you know, most publications are now blank.
Well, there's a page at the front that's always purposefully left blank, but I don't believe flittern's the right name. So that's why I'm going with young tree.
You are.
Young
okay.
tree.
We'll go with Garland because it was such a cute answer.
Garland, they are all going with you that a flittern is a young oak tree. Is that in fact what it is?
I just love the pun. I couldn't help it. So you knew that I was having too much fun. So yes.
It is. In fact... The definition actually reads...
Yeah, it's a young oak.
A young oak. Very good. 10 points for Barry's team. Ooh.
Green.
Yeah. Let's go on to round three. Back we go to Brian Toss of Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh.
Here is a round called Sports Car, a form of twofer that requires exact spelling. Each word or term can be adjusted to make a new word or term by moving or adding a space between letters. So, for example, words of greeting or strike this spot would be hi there or hit here. Simply by
what?
Moving the T over and putting the space in a different place.
Okay.
Words of greeting or strike the spot are hi there, or you move the T over and make it hit here. You see how that works?
Yes, we do.
So let's try this
mm-hmm.
and see how it goes. Carolyn, downhillers aids, or dispense with cheers at a bullfight.
Dispense?
Ski poles or skip olays.
Oh, ski poles or skip olays. Thank you, Murray.
Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
God.
That is ski poles or skip olays if you move the P over. All right. They're going to get progressively harder, but try this one, Nat.
Oh, thanks.
What you'd use to warm wigwams or what a multiplex might comprise. What you'd use to warm wigwams or what a multiplex might comprise.
Screens.
So, warming wigwams would be something hot stones.
No.
Oh, I got it. So hold on. It's skins.
Skins?
No.
No.
It is not.
Not skins.
Something with TP.
What kind of multiplex do you go to?
Oh.
TP.
So TP something?
Not TP, but...
Tent.
Yes.
Ten screen, but ten... Yeah.
Ten screens.
Ten theaters.
Tent heater
tent and
heaters.
Tent theater.
Yes.
Oh.
There you go. Worked it out. It is, of course, Nat?
Tent heater or ten theater.
Tent heater or ten... theater. Yes, that's right.
Really very obvious.
Go ahead and groan. It's
yes.
not ours.
Yeah.
Really very obvious if you spend 25 minutes on it.
No. Wait till you see how fast this is on the radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Try this one, Murr. Smooching fee or to smooch an unappreciative person.
I've never done that.
Yes, that's good.
Smooching
hear.
Fee.
Yes.
Kiss cost or...
Kiss price. Kiss off.
Kiss price.
Or to smooch an unappreciative person.
Kiss.
Ooh, you got it? Don't say it out loud.
Kiss price, kiss cost, kissed. Kiss.
An unappreciative person.
Smooch fee or smooch an...
What would you call an unappreciative person?
I got it.
Kissing rate.
And
kissing rate.
Is exactly right. Very good. You're starting to get it now.
Kissing rate. Or kiss ingrate.
You know, you said unappreciative person, and I just kept fixating on my children, and I couldn't really get out of that head. You know,
I think they're starting to pick up speed, ladies and gentlemen. I can feel it coming now. Try this one, Francine. Serve drinks. Or at the end of the line in the Bay Area.
What is the end of the line in the Bay Area?
You got it?
Got it.
They're picking it up
is
here.
Is there a rapid transit stop we're looking for here?
Oh, right.
Could be.
At the Bay Area, like San Francisco.
Oh,
yes.
So that would be like serve drinks. So where's the...
BART.
BART.
BART. BART and BART.
Tray.
Bartend. Or bartend.
There you go.
Bartend.
Now you're getting it. Bartend or bartend. Yes, very good. All right, the last two are hard, but stay with it. Garland, try this. A sloping driveway for launching or a dissolute snake.
Oh. We got it right away.
You got it?
Yes, that's because the pressure's off.
Boat ramp and boa tramp.
is exactly right.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's another one, too. There's another one. You could have asphalt or asphalt.
Anyway, I'm thinking about giving her some points 20. For that, but no. I was thinking about it, but a moment of generosity, but it passed. Well, I have a couple here. Should I give them the relatively easy one or the positively despicable and mean-spirited one? Well, Barry, try this one. I'll be fair. Try this one. Sent a message by cell phone or a manuscript amendment?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. Text. Sent a message by cell phone. So that's texted.
Yep. Or a manuscript amendment.
Text.
Edited.
Text. Text edit.
That's exactly right. Text edit is right. And, of course, the other is texted it or text edit. Very good, you guys. You picked it up. I think that was great. Good job. And thank you, Brian, for that category. Good job. This week's Spotlight Round comes at the request of Diane Reynolds of Seattle, Washington. Diane writes, "The round I remember was the one that hooked me on Says You. It defined foreign phrases like potpourri and others I can't quite recall. So can that be a Spotlight Round soon?" Happy to oblige, Diane. From Season 3, Tony Khan, Arnie Reisman, and Paula Lyons join the fray for a round of foreign phrasing. Please give me the exact translation of the common words derived from other languages. Carolyn, yes. Hors d'oeuvre.
Little nibblies that precede the meal.
And that's what they are, but what is the literal translation? H-O-R-S.
Before the work.
Before the work.
Not
pretty
before
much.
The work. H-O-R-S.
Yes.
D apostrophe yeah. O-E-U-V-R-A.
Out of.
What is it?
Out of.
According to your dictionary.
As in hors de combat. Out
Tony
of combat.
Tony is exactly right. It is outside of the work.
Yes, if it was before the work, it would be avant d'oeuvres.
Avant d'oeuvres.
Avant d'oeuvres.
And we haven't had many avant d'oeuvres lately.
No, we haven't.
Tony Gesundheit.
It comes from the German, which means health. So it's Gesundheit. You are wishing somebody good health when
you
they
are,
sneeze.
You are indeed. 10 points. Very good. It is from the German and Yiddish for good health, said upon sneezing and, I'm told, hiccuping. Arnie Hoi Polloi.
Oh.
H-O-I-P-O-L-L-O-I.
What is it, Greek?
The common folk.
It is, in fact, Greek.
It's Greek.
It is the common folk.
It is the common
fact,
folk.
It is the common folk.
It is the masses. The, yeah. Right.
Yes,
you're,
it is the common folk.
You're a hoi polloi, you need to be
people.
Free.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And it is from Greek meaning?
Meaning,
riffraff.
Well, people.
Actually,
no, it's like of the state, people? Of the city, it's a city. It's
give them 9 points because they're awfully close. It means the many.
The many.
In Greek, the many. And it is ordinary people, the general populace. Okay. Very good. Francine cul-de-sac. C-U-L hyphen D-E hyphen S-A-C. Cul-de-sac.
Well, it is a street.
Dead end.
That goes around at the end.
Yes, it is. It is a street with no outlet.
And
the exact translation.
Let's see. Bottom of the bag, maybe.
Bottom of the bag is exactly right. 10 points. Very, very good. It is from the French bottom of the bag, a passage or alley with no exit. Paula.
Wow.
Potpourri.
Potpourri is also French, and it means a mixture of all kinds of different things.
P-O-T-P-O-U-R-R-I.
Potpourri, so but what does it mean
in French? Potpourri.
It's a pot into which many things have been poured.
It is, in fact,
a stew.
Because of pot, I'm going to give you 7 points there.
Oh, gee.
but there is a little bit more to this.
Is it stirring? Does it involve stirring in the pot?
Not stirring. Any help from the audience?
porridge?
Potpourri does mean spoiled. In fact, rotten.
It's rotten, rotten flowers.
Potpourri actually means rotten pot.
Rotten pot.
It is a general mixture of often disparate and unrelated materials.
Right.
And finally, Barry, alma mater.
Mater is mother.
That is true.
Alma mater is the school from which you matriculated.
That's true. And or the song.
It's soul mother.
It's the root of my soul.
No.
The mother of my soul.
Ah.
The mother of my knowledge.
Not really. I'm going to give you 7 points for that. Any help from the other
side? Alma means soul, though.
It does that well, almost. It's
spiritual mother spiritual or our mother?
To a great degree, and I'm going to give you 8 points for that. Any help from the audience?
Loving mother?
No, well, loving, it's actually nurturing.
Nurturing.
Mother. Yeah, no, it's nurturing mother.
Right.
That's our spotlight round for this week. If there's a memorable moment you haven't heard in years, let us know. We'll send our crack staff into the archives and do our best to find your favorite. You can register your choice at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou. That's our look back. Now, back to the present. Let's go on to round four, which is Barry's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word. Two will bluff. 10 points, Carlin, if your team can find the rose among thorns. Take a few moments to come up with a definition for the word windbroach. 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 Gentlemen? Now, I'm sure you remember that SaysYou's coming to Charlotte, North Carolina this January, and that tickets are selling like reduced-fat pumpkin cream cheese muffins for November in Seattle and Port Townsend, Washington. And you know how to find the tickets. They're at SaysYou.net. SaysYou. So whether you're perched in Puget Sound in mid-November or situated in Charlotte the first weekend in January, SaysYou will be there to meet you. We'll be right back.
The government bailout helped save the U.S. auto industry. Did it save Detroit? I'm Armin Almy. And to the point, the United Auto Workers are negotiating contracts with the Big Three at a time when union clout is on the wane. What concessions are being made to sustain jobs in Michigan and in other states? Can they stop the decline of the former powerhouse of American industry? Next time on To the Point from Public Radio International.
Weeknights at 8 o'clock.
I'm Krista Tippett. Next time on Being, more in our series from Jerusalem to both address and transcend a new moment of Middle Eastern tumult. Rabbi and philosopher David Hartman opens a window onto the inner life of the Jewish state, struggles and searching that shape news from this part of the world, but are rarely heard in and for themselves. Please join me. That's from 8 p.m.
Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
Support for SaysYou and WPLN comes from WPLN listener members and from Zeitman & Company Realtors, Patty Carter, Price Lecklider, Sue Chilton, and Marcy Nash of Zeitman & Company Realtors, professionalism in real estate service. And by Austin Peay Center for Excellence in Creative Arts, presenting Eco Dance performances featuring Sarah Haas, September 25th through October 1st, APSU.edu/creative arts.
SaysYou has many, many thanks to offer this week to Michelle Sandoval of Windmere Real Estate for supporting SaysYou in Port Townsend and for supporting The Boiler Room, a youth-run coffee house and all-age music venue in Port Townsend, on the web at ptbr.org. And we could not have come were it not for the help and industry of the fabulous Leela Hilton and her organization, the Clemente Course in the Humanities, an educational institution founded in 1995 to teach the humanities at the college level to to people living in economic distress. On the web at clementecourse.org. That's C-L-E-M-E-N-T-E course, all one word, .org. That is. That is Hot Club Sandwich. Thank you, gentlemen, for giving us a little time with the word windbroach. We will go first to a smiling Nat Sigaloff.
I just can't see the audience all of a sudden.
It's
happened. This actually is dedicated to the band, this one. It reminds me of the old Victor Borge joke, what's the difference between a violin and a viola? The answer being the viola burns longer.
Thank you very much.
Joke. But in fact, it refers to a fiddle player. If a fiddler didn't know which end of the fiddle to blow in, he would be called a windbroach because it's a fiddler who doesn't know what he's doing, who is inferior.
An inferior fiddler is a windbroach.
Yes.
Okay, that's possible.
It sounds like a Daffy Duck line. An inferior fiddler.
It's easy for you to say. An inferior fiddler is a windbroach. Could be that. Or Francine, something else.
Well, it's a bit obvious.
Okay.
But it is a plastic mesh that protects crops.
I'm sorry, again, it is a...
plastic mesh that protects crops, obviously from the wind.
It protects crops. Keep the wind from blowing down all the crops. They put up the windbroach, and that's what stops that from happening. Sounds plausible. Or Barry, something else.
To windbroach is to turn too quickly. I remember reading one of the articles in Playboy magazine once. When they advised young men, when you're smoking a big cigar, never windbroach in bed.
No, feel free to groan. I think that that's actually one of your more disgusting definitions over the course of 14 years, but actually it means turn too quickly. Is that correct?
To windbroach is to turn too quickly.
To turn too quickly. It is either that, a plastic mesh that protects crops, or an inferior fiddler. It is one of those three, and the choice, Garland, is yours.
Well, I'm, of course, going to talk to my esteemed teammates, but I don't believe it's Francine's, because I don't believe you would use... I don't believe that... it's too easy.
Right. It's as Francine said, it's obvious.
It's obvious, yes. Everybody, so yeah. I don't think that. I tend to think Barry probably turned the pages. I think it's turned too quickly.
You do.
That's what I think. Yeah.
I really kind of like the fiddler thing for two reasons. Number one, it is so dumb and counterintuitive... that it sounds, and the other one is, Nat kind of went for the joke, you know, the viola joke, and so he had been prompted to do that by the real definition.
Yeah, and I made that mistake, and it was a mess.
I don't know. What do you think? Oh, I think we go to you to arbitrate.
We've made that mistake with Nat before.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So what do you think?
You are the captain, Garland.
Oh.
You know him better than any of us.
That's right.
Barry's just waiting for the chance to do this.
Right.
He lives for that. At home, with the newspaper. Yeah. I told you. Anyway, so I would tend to do to turn too quickly, but it
Hit
makes
it.
Me
Go
nervous.
For it. No, man, don't let me.
Okay.
Turn too quickly. Hit
turn
it.
Too quickly.
Go for it.
Well, they have come to the conclusion, Barry, that to windbroach, the verb, is to turn too quickly. Is that, in fact, what it means?
To windbroach is please fake a definition.
Oh!
Ten points for Barry's team. Okay, audience, 50-50 shot. What do you say? How many say the fiddler? How many say the crop mesh? Well, Francine, I think the crop mesh is carrying the day. That's what the audience thinks. Is that, in fact, what wind broach means?
Wind broach, please fake a definition.
It is not. Because
sometimes an obvious notion is wrong.
Yes, because wind broach actually means
an inferior fiddler
is a wind broach. 10 points for Barry's team. Let's close today.
Yes, let's.
Yes. Joining the Seju Hall of Fame is Brian Toss of Port Townsend, Washington. This time,
he's right there.
The guy wrote the whole show.
Yes, he did.
In fact, joining the Writers Guild is Brian Toss.
This time, a category titled Name That Puntry. In this game, the names of countries become puns. For example, the place of $5 bills is, of course, Finland.
Finland, right.
Yes. Let's see how well you can do. Carolyn?
All right.
What country is brought to mind by the father of Mr. Lopez?
Mr. Lopez. What's Mr. Lopez's first name?
Well, there's George.
That's the key.
George? Would it be the father of Mr. Lopez?
Oh, I've got it.
You do?
I think so.
Philippines.
That's exactly right.
She's exactly right. Francine has it.
I don't know.
Father of Mr. Lopez.
How about a hint?
Well, work with father. That's the way to go.
Dad.
Dad?
Yes.
Dad.
Dadistan.
Dad.
Trinidad.
Trinidad.
Well,
wait a minute, wait.
Nice.
You know what? I shouldn't have given her 10 points, but frankly, it is such a slaughter today that we're going to give you the 10 points. Trini Lopez, yes, Trini Lopez. Trinidad, Trini Dad. Try this one, Matt. Country brought to mind by the clue infectious orphan.
Infectious orphan.
What a horrible clue, don't you think?
Oh.
Something Annie, right?
Yes.
Viral Annie.
Germany.
Germany is exactly right. An infectious orphan is, of course, a germ Annie.
So there's a lot of spare time in your line of work.
Try this one, Murray. Caviar feeding frenzy.
Caviar. We're in Rome.
Rome?
No. Rome is not a country.
No, Rome is not a country. No. You're right. Rome is not a country.
Caviar.
Romania.
That is good.
Good. Saving it.
Romania, of course, a caviar feeding frenzy is a Romania.
That's a good one.
All right. Now they start to get ugly. Try this one, Francine. The hound is brownish.
The hound.
Something's tan. This dog is tan.
Afghanistan.
I'm sorry?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is right.
Thank you.
New time.
The Afghan is tan, yes.
Excuse me, Brian came up with these two?
Yes, he did.
I had such respect for him after
up to this point, yeah. Try this one, Garland. Possible British price for an African antelope.
Pound.
British price.
Possible British price for an African antelope.
African E-land. Antelope.
Something land, right? Eland.
New Zealand.
Oh.
No.
Not New Zealand.
New.
Chilling Eland.
Oh, GNU. All right, I was thinking Eland. Okay.
No. New is correct.
New. Yeah, New Eland.
New Eland, ooh.
And it's possible that New Quid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the other side has
Yeah, Matt's
This is their day over here. It's just one of those days.
New Pence.
I'm feeling really stupid.
I can't. Yeah?
You know, I've never been to England. I don't know what them people do over there.
Yeah, it's a,
I don't know.
Don't worry, I'm going to hit them square on the the next one.
Let Nat have it.
Newfoundland.
No, not that. It is, of
that's
course.
Not a country.
It's an old British. It's an old British.
Tuppence. New Tuppence.
No. New Tuppence. Yes.
New Pence.
New Farthing.
I'm gonna. Oh, they're just killing themselves. I'm going to give them 5 points for getting the new, and I'm going to go to the other side.
New Guinea.
New Guinea.
Oh!
That's exactly right.
New Guinea, of course.
I think a lot of people out there actually didn't have that one at that point. So.
Yes.
And finally, the hardest one of them all, Barry. This is just for the glory, but give it a shot. Reddish engine component.
Reddish?
Engine component.
Engine component. Umber carburetor.
It's actually closer than you'd think.
Northumberland. Reddish. Burnt. What's a good reddish color?
Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Rose.
Not a lot of kind. No. Rose.
We got it.
No. Oh, the other side now has it.
Oh, belt. Blout.
Cylinder.
The Isles of Langerhans.
The Isles of Langerhans.
You got a rolling in the Isles of Langerhans.
A rose distributor.
No, I don't think they're going to get this one. The other side, do you guys really have it?
Yes, we really, really do,
have
Richard.
It?
If not, we got one that's better than yours. Okay.
All right. To make their day, we give up.
They give up.
Cameroon.
Cameroon, yes. A Cameroon. Is exactly right. There's a lot of honor in coming up with that, but it wasn't quite enough. They were having a day over here, and on this week, Barry Nolan's team, 88 points, winners this week. Congratulations.
Thanks. Nice job.
It's been fun, but I didn't want to hear from you.
That is all we have time for this week. First person I want to thank for this show is Brian Toss of Port Townsend, Washington. But I also want to say thanks so much to Leela Hilton and all the good folks here in Port Townsend who have really turned it out for us. Also to Jeff Hansen, Dave Beck, and everybody at KUOW-FM in Seattle. Sure and Salk and other writers, Antonio Oliart mans the meters, and Zach Moore is our associate producer and webmaster. We close tonight with this thought from the internet that you shouldn't believe what people say about the weather out here. It only rains twice a year, August through April and May through July. But it's beautiful out here now, so we'll see you all next week.
When it says you come into our town, where can I find old shows? Who played that music I heard last week? So many questions, all answered on our website at SaysYou.net. There you can find tickets to tapings, Dally on the Daily Dispatch, or access our complete archive. You can contribute a question to the show and absorb ridicule on a national scale. This and more at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou.
Give them the skinny.
Says You. Created and produced by Pippin and Finch. Busted.
You've been listening to Says You on 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio, 91.5 WTML Tullahoma, and 91.7 WHRS Cookeville. You can find a complete schedule for all of our programs and listen to a live stream of any of our program channels at WPLN.org. Support for our programming this morning comes from WPLN listener members and from Bluegrass Fan Fest, featuring Alison Krauss, the Grascals, and over 60 acts at Nashville Convention Center, September 30th through October 2nd. Tickets at the gate or bluegrassfanfest.org.
The Metro Emergency Communications Center reminds you that 911 is for life-threatening emergencies only. If you call 911 by mistake, never hang up. All hang-up calls must be returned, which ties up 911 resources. To avoid calling by accident, lock your cell phone keypad and never store 911 on speed dial. In Davidson County, 862-8600 is the number to